The first few articles in the current events go into events within the Catholic Church, and they have been used for our latest Standing Watch program, which is titled Pope Francis and War, Right or Wrong. And I'd like to just read the summary to you. Are there no just wars, as Pope Francis claims? Are we really facing self-destruction if we do not abolish war now, as the Pope also said? But if this is so, what are the Pope's solutions to our problems? How does he think that peace will spread throughout the world? And so this Standing Watch program addresses those issues and, of course, shows you what the only solution really is. It's not the one the Pope proclaims. Now, we also talk about Trudeau's dictatorship and his ongoing hypocrisy, and there are some interesting articles in that regard. But I'd like to refer to this deal. You probably heard about this deal, which was made between the United States and the EU regarding the gas and oil requirements, and that the US is going to help the EU so that they can be less reliant on Russia. Of course, this is propaganda. This is a typical fake news, because as we point out, according to the New York Times, it would take years, before new terminals are in operation in Europe to receive substantial amounts of gas from the United States. So it sounds good, but in reality, it means nothing. But I also want to show you what does mean something in reality, and that's the next article we published on nuclear weapons in Germany and Europe. And in this article by the Washington Post, actually, it stated that in an underground vault at an Air Force base in western Germany sits an American nuclear bomb, more than one of them, actually. Experts estimate that there are about 100 such bombs stored among 5 NATO countries, ready to be loaded on jets and dropped by the United States and its allies toward an enemy target. One version of this bomb can carry the explosive equivalent of 11 Hiroshimas, these Hiroshima nuclear bombs, which were used to wipe out the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They have about hundreds of those. And not only that, they are in the process of doing a full-scale production of a modernized version of the B-61. That's how these bombs are called. And these procedures, it says, are the most expensive nuclear bomb programs in United States history. And not only that, it is also announced that Germany would replace its aging bomber jets with American F-35s that also carry these B-61s. So what does it all mean? It means you have nuclear weapons in Germany and Europe, and it means that nuclear weapons are not there just for storage sake. They're not just there for deterrence. They will be used. They clearly will be used. And that is exactly what the Bible pronounces, what the Bible prophesies. Nuclear war, World War III, is coming. Let's not make a mistake. It's coming. It's clearly, clearly prophesied. Another one, which is totally covered by confusion, is this idea, like Mr. Putin said, that from now on, those countries which are not friendly towards them have to pay in rubles. And I have the most updated news on that one, because it went back and forth on this, and nobody seemed to know actually what we are talking about. But the Allgemeine, which is a Jewish paper, wrote on April 1, Russia allowed gas to keep flowing to Europe on Friday despite a deadline for buyers to pay in rubles to be cut off. So originally they said, comes Friday, last Friday, that's it. You're not going to get any further gas and oil from us unless you pay in rubles. Now, according to the German press, Olaf Scholz, a German chancellor, allegedly called Mr. Putin, and they talked about it on the phone, and allegedly an agreement was reached that Germany can still continue to pay in euros, and other European countries can too, but there's some debate on that one. But in any event, the article goes on to say, but pipelines were pumping as normal on Friday. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the decree would not affect shipments which were already paid for, only becoming an issue when new payments were due in the second half of the month, in other words, April 15. So this thing is not from the table yet at all, and the question is what is going to happen if Russia says, you've got to pay in rubles or you're not going to get any gas from us. We haven't reached the time yet, but in the future, something like that will exactly happen. And we read that the king of the north will then, in great anger, go out to fight those nations in the east, including Russia. So what we see and what we have been seeing all along is a preview of what is going to happen. And again, I believe it is also happening now to make us ready for these events which are going to happen as they are prophesied. I'd like to also now go into two more issues which are really something. The one has to do with abortion, and we do have a Standing Watch program on that issue which we published last week about the murder of abortion. I think the correct title of it is Free Abortions in California, Repent or Perish. Now this is what Christ said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And we added a few articles this time. For instance, the fact that Colorado is going to become an abortion beacon, meaning that people not only can go to California to get abortions, but they can also go to Colorado, apparently, to get abortions there. And then we have an article regarding the world's abortion care guidelines, horrible guidelines, what they have just published, how abortions are quote-unquote justified. But the one which is probably without any parallel as of now is an article we published by LifeSite News, which was written on March 26, that you can, according to a new law which has been proposed in California, where else in California, you can murder babies months after their birth, without penalty. And we quote a few people who have still a sound mind, and one person is saying here, this means 18 to 24 months after the birth of the child. You still can kill that child. He says, what kind of a depraved monster would justify the killing of innocent and helpless children between 1 week and 2 years after their birth? I mean, this law hasn't come through yet, and, you know, hopefully it's never going to, but it shows the incredible, cruel mentality of people who are willing to approve something like that, propose something like that. It's just exactly as we read about the times of Noah, when people are so cruel, so full of violence, that God said, well, that's enough now. I'm not going to let them live much longer. Now, on a slightly different subject, I like to read about and speak about COVID vaccines and other restrictions. And I have some statements I can quote from in the update, and then some more which came to light after the update was published. But we say in here that Axios wrote on March 29 that the FDA authorized a second COVID-19 booster shot for Americans age 50 or older. And Pfizer even said that a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine is necessary. And lo and behold, our president didn't wait a second to go on television and to show that he received the fourth booster shot for everybody to see. He was happy, he was glad, he was proud that he was able to do that. And not only that, but we also point out that Pope Francis removed Puerto Rican Bishop Fernandez Torres from his post for telling Catholics that if it violated their conscience, they could refuse to be vaccinated. Oh, no, 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 you cannot say that in the Catholic Church anymore. And so the guy was bounced, was kicked out by the Pope. And the article points out that it is really showing how politically active the Pope has become, how politically active. Catholic Church has always been very political, we know that, but now it's becoming more and more obvious what is happening. Now, I don't know whether you heard this, but since we are talking about those who are 50 or older, they need to get another booster shot, the same arguments, the same discussion is happening, of course, in Germany. Where else would it happen otherwise? But I found an interesting article by Bild Online, a mass tabloid, which was published on April 1, and I translated that into English as follows. A Dakota Indian proverb says, if you find yourself riding a dead horse, dismount. It is good that the coalition parties, in other words, the German government at this point, who wanted to oblige all citizens over 18 to be vaccinated by law, now see that nothing will come of it. Because the Omicron variant spreads at breakneck speed, but is much milder. There is no need for vaccination. Unfortunately, the coalition against the German government now changes from one dead horse to another horse, which is already half dead on the ground. From mandatory vaccinations from the age of 18 to mandatory vaccinations from the age of 50. Exactly the same nonsense which is happening here in the United States. It shows how they are talking to each other. He goes on to say, it would be much more important to clarify soon how many citizens in Germany have already recovered from corona. Studies indicate that those who have recovered are also well protected from serious illnesses. As many infections remain undetected, many more than the officially reported 16.5 million citizens are likely to have recovered. So they are saying the statistics are awfully wrong. A lot more have been recovered than what they are officially saying. Now, since this is talking about natural immunity, let me read to you from an article which was published yesterday by Breitbart. And the article refers to a video which I saw. It was shown on television. And it also refers to comments by Rand Paul, which I also heard on television. And so here's the article. Senator Rand Paul observed that Dr. Anthony Fauci was once able to tell the truth about natural immunity. A reality the White House chief medical advisor has largely dismissed throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Once upon a time, Anthony Fauci could tell the truth. What happened? Paul asked, referring to an older clip of Fauci on C-SPAN, where the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases chief, Fauci, firmly defended the concept of natural immunity against an illness. When asked if somebody who had the flu for 14 days needed a flu shot, Fauci said, well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she is as protected as anybody can be because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself. If she really has a flu, she definitely does not need a flu shot, he continued, adding that she doesn't need it because the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself. The article goes on to say, Fauci has been hesitant to overtly tout the reality of natural immunity throughout the pandemic, encouraging everyone eligible to get the jab. That also happened to be one of the main issues among critics of vaccine mandates, as they noted that the rules did not consider the reality of natural immunity. And there's a lot more we are going to say in this article and quote from, and there's a senator who makes some very strong statements about the incredible concept of assaulting the civil liberties of Americans and so forth. But to me, it's very interesting that he at one time made it very clear that natural immunity is at least as good as a vaccination. And now suddenly all of this is forgotten. Why? Because you have all these vaccines which have to be sold, and the industry, they want to have their money back. Of course, they are the ones right now, as we were told, they're making an extremely astronomical fortune. I mean, it's beyond imagination, the money they are profiting. Anyhow, that's where we are on this whole mess. And so it's still ongoing. It's still, you know, they still keep pushing the agenda. And that brings me to another question, which I like to address. Some might have wondered about the former German health minister with the name of Jens Spahn. Whatever happened to him? Now you have a new government, right, in Germany, and of course you have a new health minister, Lauterbach, and he is at least as bad as Spahn, if not even worse, if that's possible. This is ridiculous restrictions he is recommending. But what about Jens Spahn? Now, here's an interesting article. I'm just reading this to show you that you should never, if a politician is for a while out of the picture, think, oh, well, he's gone forever. That's not true at all. Doesn't have to be true at all. There are several ones who have, at this point, stepped down from the limelight of the political stage. That doesn't mean that they have to stay off that limelight. Here's example, Jens Spahn. Question, what does Jens Spahn actually do? Until the change of power in Berlin, the CDU politician was Minister of Health. During large parts of the corona crisis, he was the center of events. Now the 41-year-old has reinvented himself. Jens Spahn has said goodbye to health policy. Almost secretly, quietly, Jens Spahn looked for a new job in Berlin. That only became really clear to many when he gave an interview to the TV station Phoenix on Tuesday. There, Jens Spahn was suddenly introduced as the energy expert of the CDU parliamentary group. In this capacity, he gave an assessment of the gas threat from Moscow, which he believes to be a bluff by Vladimir Putin. From health minister to energy expert, not a few TV viewers rubbed their eyes in amazement. There is a plethora of irritated and scornful reactions on the internet. In fact, Jens Spahn is now one of the deputy leaders of the Union Parliament group, and in this capacity is responsible for, now listen to this list, topics of economy, climate, energy, small and medium-sized enterprises, and tourism. So energy is now one of his areas of expertise. Jens Spahn, who has felt at home in health policy almost continuously since entering the Bundestag in 2002, now wants to make a name for himself in the areas of energy and business. Some people will have to get used to that. It's interesting how people can change hats from one expertise to another, even though he was not an expert on any of those. But since when are people interested in that? See, I was hoping for a long time, because we hadn't heard from Fauci, that he had finally stepped down from the limelight. Now, that's unfortunately not true. He's back. He's back, he's being interviewed, he's giving his opinions. I mean, he has been a lot more wrong than right, but he's still being looked at. And of course, the same is true with Lauterbach over there in Germany, and all these quote-unquote health experts. And those who give different opinions on issues, they are being suppressed. I don't know whether you heard about this long article by Vanity Fair. Now, I started reading that, but it was so long I had to stop reading it. But they point out about all the developments going on when it came to the virus over there in China and how opinions were suppressed, literally suppressed, who indicated that maybe the virus was manufactured in a lab over there. Oh, no, this is something Fauci and company didn't want to have go out. So anyway, this is what we have. That's why fake news is important, to understand that it's fake news. Just to say one more thing, you probably heard about this 7-hour time difference and lost records of phone conversations by Trump during the January 6th situation. And of course, all the mass media and the liberals and so on, they talked about, oh, this is like Watergate, and you know, Nixon, he only suppressed a few minutes of phone calls, and here Trump suppressed about 7 hours of phone calls. And now CNN revealed it was all a hoax. It was all completely false. It had nothing to do with it, because they did use their phones throughout this time. It was all fake news, but they all produced it. They all manufactured it. They all reported it, because this was something, you know, the left-wing liberal media love to hear. When it comes to the Hunter Biden disaster, not much is being said on that one, right? Even Democrats are saying now, if it had been anybody else but Hunter Biden, he would already been prosecuted, maybe ending up in jail already by now. But Hunter Biden, no, he was being protected. So anyway, that's kind of world we're living in. It's just a sick, sick world. And we need to understand that. And we need to come out of it in our minds. And of course, if there are any activities which are wrong, in our actions as well.